Woodhill is on the line, though, is the BBL cricket consultant. It's an interesting term he's got, or title he's got, player acquisition and cricket consultant. I want to find out more about that. He joined us. Trent, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are going very well, thank you. Appreciate your time as always. Player acquisition and cricket consultant for the Big Bash League. What does that mean, Trent?
it's a few roles probably squeezed into one. It's ensuring the Big Bash can target as many of the best overseas players who are available each season and do our best as a tournament or a league to attract the best players going forward. We've done a pretty good job of that. So there's also a lot of competition now around the place with different leagues. So it's important as a league that we're always refining what we do and providing an environment for overseas players to want to return. And that's pretty important. And then the other side of it is around strategy, innovation, and the direction of any change that goes along in the tournament. And that's all around gathering information from broadcasters, players, coaches, fans, and then filtering that back to Alistair and Anthony and all the other staff at the BBL and creating some conversation.
Well, that's why you've got about five titles, because it's quite an expansive role. I love talking to you, Trent, about cricket because you see things differently, and I think that's really important in the sport to have different views on the game. Are there a couple of things that stand out to you from an innovation perspective that need to change?
I think there's constant changes needed, and sometimes it's just a slight shift either left or right. It's not about blowing things up and starting again because it's a really successful tournament. But I think what I like doing is talking to cricket, whether it's with you guys or whether it's just with any person around who wants to have a chat about it and see what they like and see what they would like to do and like to see. And I think, especially as a coach, it's easy to get caught up in your own little backyard or your own dugout and you don't see what's going on behind the scenes. And because every moment's pressure as a coach, and no greater sport than AFL to see that with the camera on the box each week. So sometimes you miss where growth is needed. And players are really good at seeing that. So it's tapping into their thought processes just so that you can be on top of any really obvious change that may be needed.
So what are you feeling and what are you hearing already from some of the reconnaissance you're doing from the players as to what they would like to see potentially change or get better?
I think the players they sometimes think, right, pay for play, how do we improve that? How do we create excitement with the fans? And sometimes it's just a throwaway line that they may use, and there might be someone I haven't spoken to, someone on Twitter or Instagram, but it's, at the moment, there's some exciting change on the horizon, but we're just working through some things, which obviously this horrible disease is slowing things down at the moment for a lot of people. But there's lots to discuss sooner than later, I reckon.
In terms of player acquisitions, I think that's a really important part of the Big Bash, and clearly that's one of the reasons you've got the job. You mentioned there's a lot more competition now. In terms of the status of the Big Bash compared to those other competitions and the places they can play across the globe, all the players, where does it sit, the Big Bash? Is it reputation sort of got it really high up there?
Yeah, it does, and obviously the nation itself is great attraction. So there's other leagues, the C10. There's the Bangladesh Premier League, and now the Future Tours program is going to be condensed significantly because of COVID. We have to make sure we're providing an environment for players to pique their interest, but also when we get them here, provide a really good time for them. I found that from the start space with Kevin Peterson and Luke Wright especially. They wanted to come back, and then follow that on with Sandeep Lamashane and Harris Ralph. They want to come back, and I hope then that's the same with people like Villiers and Banton in Brisbane. And you see that the Sixers and the Thunder do a really good job of providing a great environment for their overseas players. And then you want those overseas players to spread the word. So then when you talk to others, you have some experience to say, this is a great tournament. It's a really good platform to launch yourself as an international player, or it's a chance to break into an international environment, as in Harris Ralph. And he's someone who's plucked from obscurity, but he was afforded an opportunity. And also, he provided such a spark to the tournament the more times we can get that right, the better. The more chances the competition can grow successfully.
The real box office stars, though, Trent, do we need them here for the entire campaign? This six-game sort of contract we saw for a few of those last season, does that work? Is that sustainable?
I think so. I think it works. I think Dale Steyn, in my experience, you know, who was at the Stars, was phenomenal. Even to the point, you know, we had a luncheon to wish him all the best as he left to go back to South Africa. Everyone was captivated by his stories and his information and his sharing of knowledge, and that gives you a boost. And it's hard to you know, sort of measure that, but he was great with Harris Ralph. Pat Brown, who didn't play a game because of injury, he was great with him. And all our young quicks, you know, they took so much away, as well as the coaches. So I think it's important to attract those players. And, you know, if it is for only five or six games, it's a definite bonus, especially in a squeeze international scene.
What's the next thing, do you think, in not so much BBL cricket, but T20 cricket? We've sort of seen the mystery spinner. I reckon even last year's tournament, it was the athlete at the top of the order, the Banton or the Livingston, that used to just crush the ball. What do you reckon happens next? Can you sort of foresee what the next thing might be?
It's interesting in baseball at the moment, where the last, say, season and a half, two seasons, tends to be starting with their closer. So the guy who normally comes out with the beard and the tats and the pump up, he's been starting for, you know, one or two innings to go through the best part of the order. And so I'll be interested to see whether these teams are going to start, you know, going to death bowling at the start of an inning. I reckon it's fascinating. I think, too, with the coaches now, they're rather than just rolling out what they've done year in, year out, coaches are starting to strategise now around their list on, okay, how do we get a result against an opposition team? So that's important too. Then when you look at any rule changes, that you're not stifling creativity from coaches. So I'll be interested to see what happens. And I agree with you. You know, we saw Banton, we saw Stoinis, you know, we saw others like Hales at the top of the order, really going hard. What's someone going to do to offset the damage that those batsmen caused?
Well, it's all in your portfolio at the moment, Trent. You're the one that can sort that out for us, if you like, and make it a fantastic product, as it's been for 10 years, the Big Bash. And we look forward to seeing how it does go in this interesting sporting landscape we have in Australia at the moment. Good luck.
Thank you, and I'll be asking questions of you too as well.
don't encourage us.
Just don't take Whitey's number, because he'll never stop calling.
Get it out there.
Yeah, we'll do that, no doubt about it. Trent Woodhill with us, the Big Bash cricket consultant.